This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Christmas movies, Chucky, Pandemic, and Love Actually. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Have you stalked your Uncle BS at all lately?
Let me think a second. Uncle B.S., where were you in March 1836? Life insurance salesman in the Alamo, San Antonio, Texas. Counting Mexicans, trying to get a big fella in a coonskin cap to convince 17 buddies from Tennessee they were in good hands with old state.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Pat E.G. You working on something in there, Pat?
Well, three things. None of them good.
None of them good.
All bad. You want home runs? I got singles, baby.
Strike it out.
Small ball.
Swing and a miss.
You need a singles hitter, too. That's fine.
Hey,
sure.
Man, say what you want, Pat. That guy gets on base all day long.
I take a lot of swings.
Okay, now, Christy Lee, what's happening in the newsroom over there?
Two dictionary companies have chosen the same word as word of the year. Anybody want to take a guess?
Hey, can we say any of them on the radio?
Yes,
I'm guessing
of
it starts with an S and ends with show.
No. That would
I'm
be two
guess,
words.
It
starts with an F?
No.
Pandemic?
Yep.
Oh, what?
You're a good guesser. You guessed
pandemic
something yesterday, too.
Was a word forever.
Just right, but word of the year.
Merriam-Webster and Dictionary.com declared pandemic their word of the year on Monday. Websites for both dictionary companies saw massive search spikes for the word pandemic beginning on March 11th, the day the World Health Organization declared an outbreak of the novel coronavirus a global health emergency.
Well, that's because the words that we want to use...
We can't say on the radio.
Really on the
I
radio.
Thought it would either be pandemic or quarantine.
Hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Isn't that lovely?
So,
isn't that crazy?
So this is based on Googling stuff.
And, yes.
Okay. Let's hope the word of the year next year is vaccine or cure.
Or
normality.
Parties.
Yes. Fun. Any of these concerts?
Concerts, yeah.
Sure.
Live music.
Any of these would
if
be
If you
great.
Thought I was too old for music festivals before this, buddy, you got no idea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be huge when everything comes back. I can't wait. So.
I'm going to be drinking Metamucil at a music festival. It's going to be great.
Oh, my God, he is your son.
Oh, boy.
Do you have him on Metamucil?
Oh, Chick, are you kidding me, buddy?
Oh,
I stay regular.
Well, you've done a fine job, haven't you?
Not even 30 years old yet. Six out of seven. Not too bad.
What do you do? Okay,
that fan is a monster.
I didn't want this to get real.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
What else you got, Christy?
Reviews.org is offering to pay someone to watch...
What?
25 Christmas movies in 25 days.
Oh, I've got that covered.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
The candidate selected for the Chief Holiday Cheermeister.
Candidate.
Cheermeister.
As your cheermeister, I promise.
Oh, Josh, this would be dress you up like a little chubby elf. God, it'd be great.
Why did the elf have to be
Why
chubby?
Why did he have to be a big elf?
You could have just said
like a tight-fitting elf suit.
He's not a circus freak. He's, first of all, our co-worker. And
no, but I mean, he's like a little miniature guy running around. Hello.
He's not. He's over 6 feet tall, for starters.
For the purposes of this story, I want him to be little.
You'll be able to decide which films to watch with the company providing a year-long subscription to 7 streaming services. While debates have raged over whether some films count as holiday movies, Reviews.org will honor viewings of...
Die Hard.
When Harry Met Sally, Rent, and other New York-centric films.
Rent? Die Hard ain't a Christmas movie. Everybody knows it.
It happens during
Christmas
party.
That's where Dickie and I disagree on one thing.
Don't get us started.
Not only do I say Die Hard's a Christmas movie, Die Hard 2, Die Harder's a Christmas movie.
You can't reason with him. You can't talk to him.
The Sixth Sense is a Christmas movie.
Yes.
Any movie with Bruce Willis is a Christmas movie.
Go. Tom, by the way, I think you had this idea and they did it. Bruce Willis in a Die Hard battery commercial. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it?
No. Mm-hmm. They did do it?
Yes. It just came out
yesterday. I know that Portlandia did my idea of the from 25 years ago of having a restaurant where it's just sinks and guys stand there with their own TV set.
No kidding.
Divorce guys, right?
Okay, yeah.
It's an obvious idea for divorce guys. If you've ever been there, well, I'm having dinner at the sink. Remount the TV. Put it right there.
Following the marathon, the Chief Holiday Cheermeister is expected to complete a brief survey with their thoughts on each movie before they can receive the $2,500.
I never do the surveys.
Applications will be accepted through Friday, December 4th. Winner will be announced on the company's YouTube channel Monday, December 7th.
Surveys are how they get you on their list.
Reviews.org.
You could watch one of those. You know, those Hallmark movies are all the same.
Yes.
I watch probably 100 every...
But here's what's happened. They do mix it up. It's always the same story. It's a young professional wrapped up in his work, doesn't believe in Christmas. Then he runs into a former classmate from their small hometown.
Yes.
They fall. Yes. Now they're mixing it up. Like they'll be a gay couple.
Right. Yeah.
They'll mm-hmm. be interracial. Mm-hmm. One of them will be 3 feet tall, working at a department store as
an elf.
Once
again, with sure. the little people.
Then they'll have a mixed race. One is also a short person, and then a guy who's 8 feet tall, just to keep mixing it up. But it's always the same story.
Where is this going?
I have no idea. He's...
All right, let's go.
No, this year they have had, exactly.
The Hallmark, the guy that's been starring in all these Hallmark movies now, this time he's gay.
Right.
This year.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that one aired recently.
Everybody know Tom's favorite movie is Mr. Magoo, right?
Right.
Good Lord.
I keep those on. I do.
Love Actually is my favorite Christmas movie.
Oh, my gosh.
That and Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol.
Love Actually is my favorite Christmas movie.
I really like Love Actually. I think it's overrated, though.
I feel
Oh, really? What's better, Chucky Kills Jesus?
Where he goes
into the creche with an axe.
I think the great Brad DeReef voiced Chucky.
I might be a little long. They could have used another couple minutes.
If you want to talk Christmas horror films, we can.
There are some.
Oh, the Silent Night, Deadly Night series.
That'll make you. That's a real feel good film.
Do they have Santa Claus, but Claus is spelled Claws?
If I remember correctly, Bill Goldberg plays him.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Although that might be, I'm sorry, before I'm going back, that might be Santa's sleigh, S-L-A-Y.
Got it.
Wow.
man.
God.
Yeah, there's some good horror.
Jess, what's your favorite Christmas movie? You're a woman of refined taste and not a jackass like we all are.
I love Love Actually. I think everybody does. I really want to watch It's a Wonderful Life. I've never watched that.
Jess, I finally did for the first time last year. It's terrific.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to give it a try this year.
I really loved it.
It's amazing. Yeah.
It's a little long.
No, he's right. It's long.
I'll have to break it up over the week. Probably.
And it opens with three talking stars, so you have to.
That's true.
I don't mean celebrities.
The special effects are a little weak.
Actually, it's a guy with a light switch and a light bulb.
Wasn't it made in the 20s or something?
No.
It's wonderful.
39, okay.
Well, it was in the 90s.
I don't mean that as a pun. It really is.
And do you know who's in it? Alfalfa.
Oh, God.
Really?
From the Little Rascals, yeah.
Oh.
As an adult.
Yeah, the pool scene.
It's a bit distracting, actually.
Okay.
Alfalfa's our hero.
Have you watched The Queen's Gambit?
I have, yeah.
I've heard it's great.
Well, the little guy that was in Love Actually is in The Queen, and that was distracting for me, to see him as an adult.
With Liam Neeson.
Yeah, it was like, this is weird.
Oh, the redheaded little boy that plays the drums?
Yeah. Yes, okay. He's all grown up in Queen's Gambit, and it's really...
I'm telling you, Love Actually, not as good as you.
What's the matter? Too much joy?
No. It's
too
fun,
much. Too much holiday.
It's not particularly.
It makes me
good.
Cry every time I see a Joni Mitchell CD.
That's a heartbreaking scene.
Yes. You live with Emma Thompson for 10 minutes.
Very forced.
And there's that one weird scene where the guy is like trying to cheat on his friend's wife. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Signs outside. And it's like, oh, that's kind of cute, but it's also like, okay, man, you're a bad friend to the bad guy.
And let's be honest, that Bill Nye song sucks.
Okay, now that's where. No, I feel it in my fingers and I feel it in my toes. Christmas is all around me. And so the feeling grows, Josh. It grows. What's wrong with you?
Now, Josh, you've lived in London.
Yeah.
And you know how horrible the British Top 40 is. It's perfectly reasonable that a song
you're
number one in England.
And you're absolutely right.
The annual Christmas song.
But they play it a good 80 times in that movie, and none of them are good.
I have to disagree.
I like the movie, don't get me wrong, but overrated.
But you're the one
But Elf is overrated, too.
Elf?
Very overrated.
Again, I enjoy
your favorite one is what? The Chucky Ruins Christmas. What is it called?
No, I have. If we're talking horror, my favorite horror Christmas movie is Black Christmas, the original. But
who's in that?
What's her name?
OJ?
She was in.
Damn.
It's Margot Kidder. I forget.
Christy, do you have any actual news over there?
Sure. Researchers have determined the Tyrannosaurus Rex experienced a teenage growth spurt. For the study, researchers analyzed bone samples from 11 different dinosaurs. Lead author Tom Cullen said, quote, most animals have a period every year when they stop growing. Not once a month, once a year.
Tom Cullen, he's in the Stand. MOON. That's spelled moon.
Tom Cullen. What?
He's right, but that's very obscure.
What are you talking about?
Well, it's better than Hennessy. It's actually it's a miniseries coming out, The Stand.
Yeah.
What does this have to do with Tyrannosaurus
Rex? It has nothing to do with Tyrannosaurus.
Tom Cullen is the doctor who made up this about the dinosaurs and things, all this news.
He suggested in times like winter that it shows up in bones as a line like a tree ring where they stop growing.
Whatever.
These lines show that the T-Rex and its close relatives had a period of fast growth during adolescence that slowed as they reached adulthood, much like us, I guess.
Except for their arms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a bad time not to be able to reach down there, too.
No kidding.
Boy. Baby arms.
All those hormones for nothing.
Yeah.
A lot of wet dreams, T-Rexes.
Yeah, a lot of rubbing on trees.
You get bigger and hornier.
That's a sharp palm tree.
What is that?
You guys believe T-Rex existed, huh?
Of course
we do.
Yeah. And there were humans walking right next to them. We were riding them.
I will give you, they might have existed, but they've got them together wrong.
No,
you
they
can
don't.
Tell. Yes, they do.
They know what they're doing.
They don't
know. They have found many, many, many of them.
Those are the arm bones of some sort of koala.
A bunch of koalas
all glued together.
Somewhere there's a koala with the longest arms you've ever seen.
See, they got that wrong.
They're more like gator arms on a T-Rex.
And they'll call it the long-armed koala, like the bighorn sheep. And it's just not...
Speaking of dinosaurs, the fossilized skeletons of a pair of dinosaurs locked in what looks like a death match will find a new home. Friends of the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences has acquired the fossil. The skeletons will be gifted to the Raleigh Museum's Vertebra Paleontology Collection. It's believed the two dinosaurs, a Tyrannosaurus Rex and a Triceratops Horridius, were buried together 67 million years ago.
Wow.
They were found on a Montana hillside and are still entombed within the sediment that they were found. And once again, they are locked in what looks like a death match.
See? They've got intact.
See?
This
yeah.
is incredible.
Sure they do.
Oh.
Montana, you know where that is, Tom? Montana is where the Yellowstone is.
That's right.
That's the Yellowstone Ranch. That's mm-hmm. right.
So it's dueling dinosaurs?
Dueling dinosaurs, exactly.
Okay.
They used to have dinosaur fights just to see one of them crash.
Sorry. Who dropped the flag?
So in other words, the fight was a draw.
Yeah. Sure.
If they're both.
Yeah, they both. It was a tie. For sure. Okay.
You're going to sensibly look at a T-Rex and go, okay, yeah, that's the way that animal appears.
Yes, they have,
on Earth.
Scientists have found multiple at different sites,
yes.
multiple.
And think about the weird animals that still
versions
exist.
Of this.
You ever seen a jellyfish? What the hell's that?
Ever seen yeah. a platypus?
My God.
I mean, even ducks are weird if you think about it too
They are weird.
They're swimming in there.
Rare.
They're sneaking around. They got weird penises.
Snakes are weird.
Yeah, you ever seen it? Wait, a duck what? With a weird penis?
Yeah, you guys haven't heard about this?
No.
I'm not even going to talk. Just Google duck penis. Learn
no,
a little bit.
I don't want to.
I want to be on that list.
duck penis drags in the weeds, don't they? Is that,
is
that true?
Yeah. All of a sudden, the CIA is looking into it.
By the way, Jess is Googling duck penis on her phone.
Okay, let me know.
Oh, boy.
They're monsters.
No, thanks. Ugh.
Okay, well, now, you said you had a story about a drunk squirrel.
Yeah, a squirrel apparently got drunk on fermented pears outside a Minnesota woman's home.
Good pear wine.
Katie Marlox told Fox 9.
We're on your side.
And she found some old pears while cleaning out a refrigerator, decided to put them out on her deck for the squirrels to snack on.
Hey, Godwin, you ever found an old pear?
Yeah, I did it. A 70-year-old woman once.
There we go. Giggle, man.
One of her frequent visitors arrived and made off with one of the pears. She said it returned about an hour later, but was acting strange and tipping back. She realized the pears must have fermented and gotten a little red. That's what she calls her squirrel drunk. She took a video of the inebriated rodent, which has since gone viral on social media. Morlock said Little Red has since recovered from the ordeal, adding the following morning he came back for his little hangover breakfast. I don't know what she fed him, but...
She calls her squirrel Little Red.
Little Red.
What does she call her beaver?
Big
Baldy.
Baldy. Baldy. Baldy, Big Red.
They all work. They all work.
Okay.
Medium pink. Whatever you want.
That's pretty fun.
Oh, dryer is what I meant to say. I'm looking at this. This is hysterical.
The drunk squirrel?
The squirrel's...
don't you ever say anything about me finding something on the internet if you're laughing at a drunk squirrel.
The squirrel starts leaning way back.
Oh, and then it texted one of his ex-girlfriends.
Yeah. You never do that.
You know, a drunk squirrel right
and
now.
And then it was smoking a cigarette. It says, I promise I never do that.
Only when I drink.
Okay, yeah, only when I drink.
You can tell the squirrel's drunk. He went home with a groundhog.
Oh, boy, that's the pear talking.
It's a drunk squirrel.
Yeah. God, where did you come from?
I thought it was a very, very big squirrel.
Yeah, I see your shadow. Now see the door, all right? Boy, we have
fun. Squirrel in a Taco Bell drive.
Good time today.
Did you Google duck penis?
I did. It is terrifying.
It's hideous.
Yeah, it's a corkscrew shape, and then it has little pricks on. I mean, little.
I would hope it would be.
The day is complete.
I would hope it would be relative.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor, follow and listen on your favorite platform.